This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Is to live your faith. And if we look at our, you know, in the Bible at people, the apostles and followers of Christ who lived their faith, it wasn't easy for them. As a matter of fact, they were attacked. They were, you know, just persecuted. And you have to live your faith. Because right now, we are a free people. And if we can't boldly live our faith when we're a free people, then how do they think it's going to be when they're really tested and they're not a free people? So don't be afraid to live your faith, and that means get involved and stand firm for all of our values in every level of government, city, county, you know, school board, state, federal. Get involved. Show up. Be present. Hold people accountable. Run for office. You know, just get out there. So that's the way to do it. Okay, Greg.
Thank you. God bless you.
I'm totally out of town. Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at PastorGregYoung.org.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, we're live in Dallas, Texas, CPAC 2021. And it is happening down here, and I'm really pleased to welcome my next guest. It's, gosh, I'm thinking that it was, yeah, before you were the acting attorney general, because we met at CPAC in D.C.
We did.
Probably about 6 years ago, five, six years ago, somewhere along in that time frame. Obama was the president.
Yeah. No, I was with the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust.
Yeah.
You were one of the first radio interviews I did on Radio Row for my first CPAC. It seems like a million years ago, but we've stayed in touch ever since.
Yes, we have.
When I saw you yesterday, like, you got to come on my show. I was like, of course I'm going to. And then, you know, I got people that, you know, have to schedule me now because I can't be responsible for my own schedule. So.
Well, it is a joy to have you, brother. Yeah. And as you know, I mean, when things were happening and I would see, you know, issues going on, I'd send you a quick text and say, hey, brother, I'm praying for you.
And I talk about this a lot, especially when I'm in my home state of Iowa, and I'd give a lot of speeches around the state. And, you know, it was those prayer warriors, those people that were, you could just feel, you know, it was like you were all like lifted by wings because of all the people that were, you know, praying and just really, you know, concerned about, you know, because it's those positions. And I know President Trump uniquely understands this as well. When, you know, when nothing's above your pay grade and there's 110,000 other people in the Department of Justice that won't make a decision. So you have to, you know, it's pretty lonely. And at the same time, you know, faith, it really, you know, carries you through. So
plays a role. Well,
yeah, so thank you for
that. And I want to say this publicly because I want it on record too. Matt, you are truly one of the good guys, one of the guys with tremendous principle and integrity.
Yeah. And, well, my youngest son is here, and I'm not sure he'd agree with you, but I appreciate that.
You know what? He will in about 10 years.
Yeah, it's all right.
You know, he will in about 10 years. He'll say, doggone, Dad was right.
We'll see. Hopefully sooner than that.
That's how that works. I got a 32-year-old and a 30-year-old plus the other three, so I understand that. But I appreciate that. You serve
Well, thank you. That's very kind. I mean, it's... I'm walking a path that nobody's ever walked before because it's uniquely my life. But I've really treasured sort of these opportunities. I saw President Trump about a month ago now. I went up to New York and sat down with him and had a great chat. And not everybody gets to do that. And I
sure.
I appreciate those opportunities. I mean, obviously, I've served for about 25% of my life in the Department of Justice as a U.S. attorney and as acting attorney general. And I just, those kind of opportunities are, treasure them.
Sure. Well, one of the challenges, I mean, for those patriots and supporters of the president was a sense that, after you had left, that the Department of Justice was not in his corner. It was not helping him in the way that we would have expected. And that doesn't mean that we want, you don't want an attorney general that's just a yes man. Well, okay, no, but you want an attorney general that's at least on the same page or in the same book as the president that he's serving. Can you speak to any of that?
No, I mean, all I can say is that obviously President Trump chose Jeff Sessions to be his first attorney general. A lot of people, I think, felt that was not a good fit. And then, obviously, the president had me in the interim before he chose Bill Barr to finish out that term. And I think it matters, obviously, who the attorney general is and their relationship with the president. It's a very difficult job. Anybody that's held it knows that, if you think about the portfolio, I mean, it's massive. And plus, you're giving all the legal advice to the executive branch. To all the departments within the executive branch, and so it is. It's a big mission. It's a big portfolio, and at the same time, there's no. I think it's one of the it's one of the really interesting departments, and inside the executive branch, because you get all the law enforcement, the FBI, DEA, ATF, U.S. Marshals. You also have the Bureau of Prisons, and then you have the U.S. Attorneys and kind of everything that comes with that. And so your issues are massive, and you got a huge national security, international portfolio that took me. I went to several trips to Europe. I went to Colombia when I was acting attorney general to meet with the president and the attorney general of Colombia to try to work on their drug trafficking issues.
Mm-hmm.
They continue to haunt the country of Colombia even after the FARC peace agreement was made. And, it just is really, it's a neat place, but to your point, I think that unfortunately, at times it sure seemed like the Department of Justice was working against President Trump instead of with him to try to accomplish his agenda, which was lawful and legitimate and appropriate.
Well, and let me kind of carve some of that out too. In defenses of, as you said, I'm not sure that Jeff Sessions didn't get bamboozled to some degree, and I think all of us couldn't believe what they actually did. What was done? What Mueller, got away with, and what he did. I've got a friend named John Malkovich that wrote a book, Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order, and he just pulls on public documentation and all the things that man was involved in.
Yeah, the challenge is the president of the United States, no matter what party, deserves an attorney general. That has a unified command of the Department of Justice. So one person is head. And what happened when Jeff Sessions recused is then Rod Rosenstein had, essentially was the acting attorney general for purposes of the Mueller investigation and the Russia investigation. And so you had this sort of two-headed monster, and it just never, I got there after a lot of those decisions were made in October of 2017 and the die had been cast. But it was a very difficult management structure. I think history records sort of what happened and why it happened. But, very early on, before the president got his people all in place and before General Sessions got all his people in place, I think some very critical decisions were made and that sort of set a direction that, kind of ended up causing a lot of the, challenges we faced, especially related to the Mueller investigation. So it's,
that was kind of administrative wide. I mean, when you look at the State Department as an example, I have a friend who went to work for the State Department as a Trump appointee.
Right.
That when they found out he was a Trump appointee, they got him fired.
doesn't surprise me.
You know, he speaks to that there were basically three factions. There was the establishment faction, the ones that testified in the Ukraine impeachment drama, that acted as though they were the ones that were in charge of our foreign policy, and the president had nothing to do with it.
Right.
And then there was Rex's people.
Yep.
And then there was a third element, a very small element that was going to be loyal to the president, that essentially was rooted out.
Yeah, my message to all those bureaucrats that think somehow that the president isn't completely in charge of the foreign policy and all of the policies of the executive branch and the United States government, they should go run for president. Because you know what? The American people elected Donald Trump to be president for those 4 years.
Yeah.
And he should have been given the ability to implement, you know, his worldview. And ultimately he did. He put the right people in the right places, and we got a lot of those things accomplished. I think about all the success we had, for example, in the border.
Sure.
We worked with Mexico so they deployed their military to prevent the illegal crossings.
Amazing.
And then we had the Remain in Mexico policy, which the people that are applying for asylum didn't have a free pass to come to the United States. And then 6 months later, we're qualified for a green card that, you know, put them on a path to work in the United States while their asylum claim pending. Right. And then they never show up. I mean, again, I was some of this stuff is still pretty raw for me.
No, I understand.
Especially since it's all being undone. And we finally had it fixed and jumped through all the hoops and contorted ourselves and pretzeled ourselves into this way to, within the law, even though it's broken, the within the law, you know, we implemented a really good system for managing the border. Right. And they've completely screwed it up.
Jay Christian Adams talked about this. He spent, and I know you, I know
yeah,
you
I know
him.
Yeah.
I know you know him. You know, he spent a year with Obama before he and Hans, I believe, both were like, God, we're done with this. But he, you know, wrote in his book and talked about how Obama really fundamentally changed the Department of Justice. And so when President Trump brought in Jeff Sessions and then yourself, you were kind of a small squad, if you will, a special forces group that had landed kind of in foreign territory.
Yeah, you're right. However, I look at, you know, we took over several cases in midstream, and by working with the head of the Office of Legal Counsel, Steve Engel, and Noel Francisco, who is the Solicitor General, we flipped positions in four cases.
Awesome.
All four of those cases we won at the Supreme Court. And so, you know, you think about sort of the way we took control and actually made the right decisions for the right reason. And I think we, you know, the record of success is going to stand the test of time. But there is no doubt. Listen, there are, you know, there are a lot of lawyers, especially at the Department of Justice, that are Democrats. I mean, they're Democrat donors. I'm not exposing anything that isn't public information. But it's just, you know, again, I think especially on some of President Trump's most sensitive agenda items, they were slow rolling us and slow walking and otherwise not helping us implement the vision. We had people step off cases where they couldn't, you know, were unwilling to make the argument in court. We had people quit their jobs because, you know, they were being asked to do something, which was very much within the law and within, you know, sort of the range of reasonableness. These were not kind of crazy ideas that we were trying to implement.
Right.
Were they conservative? Sure. Were they consistent with the law? Absolutely. And, you know, I just think about how many times, you know, we just had to work against, you know, our own people to try to get things done at the Department of Justice. It was very frustrating, but, you know, I got up every morning, know that it's just, you know, you got to
do what you
whatever's
can do.
You know, the obstacle is the way.
Whatever's in front of you, that's the thing you handle. A lot of people are concerned. Hey, a lot of people are concerned about the John Durham investigation and
is
wondering.
Is it still open? Do we know?
Yeah, right. Do you have any sense for?
I don't.
What,
you know, I know John.
Yeah.
I know John. He was the U.S. Attorney in Connecticut. Worked with him, and I have a lot of respect for him. His son, John Durham Jr., is an AUSA up in New York, and is a very good, tough gang prosecutor. Did a lot of MS-13 cases, and so, you know, John Sr., you know, I think was the right person to figure out the Gordian knot that was the, you know, origins of the Russian investigation.
Sure.
And try to find, and there was no, you know, justification or predication for that investigation, and John should get to the bottom of that. What I'm worried about is now that the Biden administration is in control, and now that Merrick Garland is the Attorney General, is that's just never going to see the light of day, because there's no obligation under the special counsel regulations at the Department of Justice that the special counsel reports to the American people. Special counsel reports to the Attorney General, who appointed him, and what the Attorney General does with that information is kind of up to the Attorney General. So John could have given him an oral report, could have given him a written report. We may never know. And you know, the sad thing is that the media is never going to ask, and they're not going
right.
to—they're not going to try to find out. You know, it's just—it's very. I think about how, you know, how responsive we were to the media, and then, you know, how this Department of Justice is very arrogant and unwilling to, you know, really answer basic questions about some of these things right now under the Biden administration.
While being accused of being secretive, right? You were very transparent about what was going on,
and we'd stand and answer questions, and we were unafraid to justify our decisions.
Sure, absolutely. Talk to me about today. What are we doing? What's Matt Whitaker doing today?
Well, today is in Saturday here at CPAC. I mean, I'm enjoying, you know, I've come to CPAC really ever since we met, for I think 6+ years ago, and I get a lot of energy. This is the base of the base, right? I mean, this is like, and we're in Texas, which is kind of the heart of the base, and, you know, in a state that conservative policies are winning out and are making a difference in people's lives.
Sure.
And I think about my home state of Iowa, where the same thing, you know, the legislature that's held by Republicans and conservatives, and the governor who's conservative, and the Supreme Court now is conservative. They're implementing policies that are helping people in their everyday lives. And so, you know, what I'm doing now is that, you know, I'm back in the private practice of law, and I'm helping some companies and some individuals, you know, work through some very difficult situations, you know, and helping people navigate the law and sort of the, you know, policies that both at a state level with state AG's offices, and then also at the federal level with the Department of Justice. I'm also very excited about the America First Legal group that I'm involved in with Stephen Miller, Mark Meadows, and others, where, you know, we're making a serious difference in holding the Biden administration accountable and, you know, making sure that their policies, and many of them which are illegal under the law, are not implemented. And that, you know, we've had some recent wins very early in our, you know, 3 months of existence, and I'm very excited about that project.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break.
All right.
We're going to come back for 3 minutes. When we come back, if we can, I would really like to get your thoughts on this class action lawsuit that's been filed.
Sure.
And get your opinions on that. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at PastorGregYoung.org.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. Very excited to be sitting with the former Attorney General, Acting Attorney General
of the United States.
The United States of America.
That plus $3 will get you a cup of coffee at a coffee shop.
There you go. I'll buy.
All right.
My and someone that I consider a friend, and I'm honored.
Likewise. Thank you. I'm always ready, willing, able. We've done a lot of interviews over the years and call-ins and all that kind of stuff. So thank you.
Yeah. No, it's good to have you. Let's talk about this new media case. The president has filed lawsuit, as I understand, against Mark Zuckerberg, CEO, and Facebook, and Jack Dorsey, CEO, and Twitter. Talk about what we can about that.
Yeah, I think it raises two very interesting issues. The first is the First Amendment issue, and the ability of these social media companies, which control a lot of the discussion, to censor users and content, and so I think that's going to be a case that's going to work its way ultimately up to the Supreme Court, I think, and you know it may set new law based on kind of how these social media companies operate and who they ban and how they bar people from their platforms. The second thing I think is the Section 230 immunity under the Communications Decency Act, and in that case, while I don't think this is necessarily going to be the final blow on Section 230. I think what it's going to do is create the environment that Congress in the very near future is going to amend Section 230 and take away some of some of the immunities from individual lawsuits and liability for banning and otherwise preventing people from communicating.
Is this suit big enough that it could undo the leadership at either one of these companies and their organizations?
Well, in both cases, I think the CEOs have a lot of ownership in the companies and, were founders. And so I think it's going to be very difficult. I think what's also going to happen is you could see Congress or the federal government or the states, win some of these antitrust challenges to break them up. Especially, if you look at what Facebook did with, taking over Instagram and taking over WhatsApp and some of these other platforms that they gobbled up for, you know, $1 billion here and $1 billion there. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you're going to see a reevaluation of some of those, some of that power, some of that consolidation. I mean, if you think about kind of the, you know, three main social media platforms, you got Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And, you know, I mean, two of the three are owned by Facebook. And
right.
So it's, you know, it's a very powerful.
It's a monopoly.
Yeah, it is. It's starting to look like a monopoly, right? I mean, this is, and so we'll see. You know, we'll see if there's a politician brave enough to actually do something about it. I mean, sometimes these members of Congress are not the bravest of folks.
I got you. Matt, thank you.
Thank you
for stopping by and visiting with us.
Great to see you, my friend.
Good to see you. Nice to see your son as well. All right, folks, we're going to take a break.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.